Let's take a moment to remember some of the people who lost their lives to COVID-19 this year. More than 800,000 Americans have died of COVID since the pandemic began nearly 2 years ago. Belarmina Martinez was one of them. Martinez immigrated from El Salvador in the 1990s before eventually settling in Reno, Nevada. She had 8 children, nearly 20 nieces and nephews. One of those nephews, Rudy Aguilar, called her by her nickname, Tia Mina. He says she was always the first one on the dance floor.
She would like take us each one at a time and try to get us, and we'd always joke, hey, don't make eye contact. Tia's coming, don't look. We'd try to push each other out to go dance with her.
Her younger brother, Adolfo Aguilar, says Martinez was the reason everyone got together for the holidays. She would always greet them at the front door with fresh pupusas, a classic Salvadoran dish. He says she was the matriarch of the family.
I told that to my nieces and nephew and told them, she's suffering a lot. And we have to keep in mind that she is now at rest in a better place, knowing that she's suffering so much and finally resting. I feel a peace that she's already resting.
Belarmina Martinez died from COVID-19 in January. She was 66 years old. We also want to remember Courtney Isaiah Smith, a jazz pianist who was a fixture of Utah's music community. He died of COVID on January 25th at the age of 37. Candido Abeta is a saxophonist who often performed with Smith. Several years ago, when they were playing together, someone asked them to play the song Uptown Funk, which had just come out.
He just like listened to it once. He goes, cool, got it. And I was like, really? He goes, And that's when he told me, he's like, yeah, man, I got perfect pitch. Sure enough, we played the song for this crowd, and that was with most songs.
Smith played piano for the Calvary Baptist Church in Salt Lake City. He also taught at Westminster College. Jasmine Olivo was Smith's partner and bandmate. The band was called The Mix, which she says describes their relationship.
I'm loud and passionate, and he was more quiet, more thoughtful, more creative, but in a very introspective way.
After Smith died, Olivo found a list of Smith's plans for the next 5 years.
One of his goals was write something that in some way will change music for the better. His last one was be in a place and state of mind worthy of marrying Jasmine. That was him right there.
Just 2 of the 800,000 or so people who've died of COVID-19 since the pandemic began nearly 2 years ago.
It's truly amazing that spirit of Christmas.